Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard this Air France message. With Air France, your journey to France begins when you set foot on the plane, starting with a complimentary glass of champagne in every class. And in business and la première, savor a five-course meal with cheese and wine and unique menus created by some of the greatest French chefs. Enjoy a taste of France before you arrive. Bon appétit. Elegance is a journey. Air France.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Never settle. Unless it's into the electrifying BMW i4. Blend the lines of cutting-edge and classic with groundbreaking technology at your fingertips. Experience M-engineered precision while you twist around every turn. After all, electric doesn't have to be static. If you thought EVs couldn't live up to your expectations, then you've never experienced the ultimate electric driving machine. The 100% electric 2025 BMW i4.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
Just a ginormous sports day tomorrow in the St. Louis area. We've been talking about it. Cardinals baseball here on KMOX. The SLU basketball game will be bumped over to our sister station, 97.1 FM Talk. And how about City SC? They begin their season tomorrow night at Energizer Park as they take on Colorado. If you're listening to the radio broadcast, it's on our sister station, Y98. If you're watching it, you are watching it on MLS Season Pass on Apple TV. And Lloyd Sam is going to be part of that broadcast. He joins us right now. Lloyd, appreciate you taking some time with us today. How are you?
I'm good. I just got off the plane, walking. There's going to be a lot of noise, so you guys have to just bear with me, but happy to be with you guys.
Awesome. Yeah, you sound great. So we're in good shape right now. It's wild how quick the off season goes in soccer and in Major League Soccer. It doesn't feel like that long ago the season was coming to an end, and now things are picking back up again tomorrow.
Oh my gosh! For me, it felt long. I'm not gonna lie to you. It felt too long. I don't like it when I'm idle. So I've been looking forward to getting back to work, and this has been fun this week, just preparing for the game.
Yeah, what do you think about City? Because it's been interesting off season. They brought in a new coach. They've brought in some more players. A lot of those players were brought in at the transfer window last year. They just made a trade with one of the faces of the franchise, Indiana Vasilev, going to Philadelphia, being reunited with Bradley Carnell. I mean, this is a very different team right now than what a lot of fans are used to seeing.
Yeah, it is very different. But I mean, what is something I do like is, as you said, last season when the new guys were brought in, Hartel, Toicic, the response, the amount of goal involvement between the two guys. I felt like that was really encouraging, and that probably made everybody excited for this season. The only difference is, obviously, now you've got a new manager in, so the tactics might be a little bit different. You might not play a 4-2-3-1 like you did last year. So you wonder now about learning the new system. The guys have already hit the ground running. Now the system might change. I'm interested to see how that goes now, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. So what do you know about Olaf Melberg, and what are you expecting to maybe see different with him at the helm of the team?
I think right now it's a big unknown for everybody. I can't say everybody. You've seen a little bit of preseason, a little bit of three at the back in there, and things chopped and changed a little bit. But I have got to say, it's largely an unknown. When you look at his managerial career, what is remarkable is the first 2 years he was ever a head coach, he got back-to-back promotions. So that screams out first and foremost when you look at his record. But it'd be very difficult to really guess and say what to expect. I think that's part of the fun of tomorrow's game. It's a new manager. You're not quite sure what to expect, but you hope that he can really whisper into the ears of his main guys and get them going.
a lot of City fans were shocked when Indiana Vasilev, a guy who was a day oneer with this team, had really been a face of the team and was a great guy and had been getting some opportunities, but his spot on the team with some of the players they brought in, all of a sudden he wasn't at the top anymore. He's been reunited with Bradley Carnell as he goes to Philadelphia. What was your reaction when a guy who is so closely connected to this team ends up getting dealt?
My reaction, that's funny. I saw that yesterday when I was going about my business, prepping for the game. I'd already done, like, my note card for him. And I was surprised, but on the other hand, I was wondering where everybody's going to play. Because mm-hmm. I've been hearing rumors about maybe a 3-5-2. So that kind of makes me feel like, where does Indiana Vasilev fit in that formation? It almost feels like the 4-2-3-1 can accommodate a lot of guys, but the 3-5-2, you lose out on the wingers and the guys that play wide, if that makes sense. So I was surprised because Vasilev is a good player, but it felt like something had to give. He's too good to not start every game.
There was a lot of controversy last year if they were going to play two strikers or one striker. It sounds like you think maybe they're going to go with the two down low. Is that for this team to score goals the way that they would like to, how important is it to have multiple guys on the field who can put it in the net?
Oh, my gosh, so important. And in some of the research I've done, and something I'm going to talk about on the broadcast tomorrow, like Klaus had 5 goals last season. It's like I had to do a double take when I looked at that. I was 5 goals. I was like, that was the top scorer. So a big emphasis. And I think the signings of Marcel Hartl, what a great signing. When you look at his goal record from Bundesliga 2, wow, I think he had 33 games and 30 goal involvements. Got St. Pauli promoted and then left to come. What a great acquisition. I really do like that signing because, you know, the goals he scored, and that's going to take the pressure off of Klaus and the Leuven. You've got Twitter, you've got Hartl now. I feel like there's a few guys of the right age, mature age as well, to, you know, score those goals and take pressures off the others.
It's amazing. We're going into year number 3 of MLS Season Pass on Apple TV, and you guys just do an incredible job of covering the game. All the games are on the service. There's a lot more soccer-related content. How much fun is it to be part of this thing where fans can enjoy all things MLS at the right there at their fingertips?
Oh, man, it's fun, man. I think it's just getting better, making little tweaks to the website and things like that. Or to the app, I should say. It's been so much fun to be involved. And the new season's coming. You know, as I said, I think I started by saying I don't really like the off season. So, man, I'm really loving this job. This is the best job in the world, personally. So, I don't take it for granted. It's cold in St. Louis, but I'm sure there's going to be a lot of vibes to warm it up by kickoff tomorrow.
Yeah, well, stay warm, enjoy the city, enjoy the game, and hopefully we can talk to you again down the line.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You want to get the most for your money? Well, that's why more Mazda buyers choose Ramsey Mazda. Lease a new 2025 Mazda CX-50 all-wheel drive, only $239 a month, or buy and get 0.9 APR financing for 36 months. Start shopping now at RamseyMazda.com. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda. Call 833-853-2970 for details. Excludes tax, title, and registration. Zero security deposit. VIN number SN316458, MSRP 32295. Ends 2/28/25.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Some point.
Thanks for having me, man. All the best tomorrow.
Awesome. Very good. That is Lloyd Sam. He's going to be on the call on MLS Season Pass there on Apple TV. And of course, you can listen to it on Y98 as well. You can do the audio overlay with the Y98 broadcast. So many different things that they do. And by the way, nobody is paying me to say what I am about to say. I'm just trying to give you a little bit of some inside information. For those of you who happen to be T-Mobile phone subscribers, that is who I use on my phone service. They do like the T-Mobile Tuesday thing where they give you free stuff each week. This week, it was actually the MLS season pass. So maybe you're somebody who doesn't check that out very often. I would encourage you, if you happen to be I'm just trying to save you a few bucks, okay? Just trying to save you a few dollars. If you are somebody who normally subscribes to the Apple TV MLS season pass thing, you can go get it for free if you have T-Mobile. I just redeemed mine today. So just trying to help you out a little bit on that one, because any dollar that you can save is certainly good. I know Lloyd said that it felt like a long off season for him. It's so fast. There is no off season in soccer, it seems like. And that's, I've mentioned this a couple times. You know, 2 years ago when the season came to an end in the playoffs and Bradley Carnell was still the head coach, they lost, you know, that playoff series to Kansas City. And in the post-game press conference, you would have thought that they were playing again the next week, the way that Bradley Carnell was talking. It didn't feel like they were going into an offseason. It just felt like they were going into another week, and that's kind of the soccer mentality. One other note, by the way, I didn't ask Lloyd about this because I know he's been traveling all day, so just in case he hadn't seen it, I didn't want to put him on the spot and be unfair to him. But Alfredo Morales has been signed. He is a veteran midfielder. He signs for the 2025 season. It includes an option for 2026. I would assume that he's not going to be part of this coming up tomorrow, but that's part of what's going on in terms. You know, they got a lot of general allocation money from Philadelphia in the Indiana Vasilev trade, from what I read online, and there's a lot of people who are a lot smarter about this than I am for sure, but from what I read online, that doesn't have to be the only thing that they do with that general allocation money, but maybe it is the start as Alfredo Morales joins us, City SC. So that is going on as well. When we return, we are going to talk with Benjamin Hockman. He is, man, I'll tell you what, the Post-Dispatch, they've been doing a great job as well of covering the Cardinals as they always do. They've got so many folks who are down here covering the team, and Benjamin Hockman joins us in just a moment from Jupiter, Florida. It's the Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
One night, one goal. Stop suicide. On June 21st, New York City will host the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's Milestone 30th Out of the Darkness Overnight Walk. Over the last 20 years, people have described the overnight as one of the most powerful experiences of their lives. Now is the perfect time to join us as people from all over the country come together to stop suicide. Walk over 16 miles from dusk till dawn to raise much-needed funds for this important cause. You'll form lasting friendships, experience healing and love, and bring hope to those affected by suicide. Be a part of this life-changing event. The American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's Out of the Darkness Overnight Walk. June 21st. Register now at theovernight.org or call 888-THE-OVERNIGHT. That's 888-843-6837.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is how flying should be. That's what a Breeze guest recently said about Breeze Airways. Breeze flies nonstop to Sarasota, Bradenton, and more straight from Long Island MacArthur Airport. Breeze not only makes travel easy and affordable, but they offer flexible and friendly change policies, have high-speed Wi-Fi, and a premium first-class seat called Breeze Ascent. It's time you choose to fly Breeze. What are you waiting for? Book your flight today at flybreeze.com. Breeze Airways, seriously nice, in partnership with Visit Bradenton.